All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony.
Yo.
You know, last week, we had the worst guest we've ever had on this show. Unless you don't count Jason Whitlock, of course. Anyway, TSN anchor and so-called comedian Jay Onright, who kept trying to be humorous, I guess. And, you know, that approach just does not work on this show, frankly, anywhere for that matter.
Horrible. This is sports. You have to be serious. Unless, of course, you're the legendary Kenny Mayne. Then you have carte blanche.
Absolutely. Anyway, this week, we somehow have an even worse guest. You know, we'd swore we'd never have this clown on the show again, right? But when LeBron got booted out of the playoffs, you know, went down in flames like the Hindenburg, except even worse. You know, we decided to make an exception just to see how this guy could somehow talk his way out of it. Biased NBA analyst and unashamed LeBron lover, Chris Broussard. And, you know, we're also going to ask him another question about his Twitter following, like how the hell he got 1.4 million followers. How many, you know, Benjamins did that cost them?
Yeah. You know, we would never get to that number because we actually get rid of followers. We keep all our accounts very exclusive, like a VIP club.
Yep. But first, we have to mention our presenting sponsor. The Paulie and Tony Fusco Show is sponsored by Rocco's Cheesesteaks. As they say, if you don't like Rocco's, keep it to yourself, you worthless waste of life.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yup. Now, before we bring Chris Broussard in here in a few minutes, it's time for one of our most popular segments. As you know, we don't just talk sports on this show like lazy bums do. No, we break down the content into creative, incisive ways. So this is where we wrap up all the sports news and we tell you whether they are good or not good.
Good or not good.
Right, first out the gate, LeBron James and the Lakers got booted by the Phoenix Suns in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Tony, is this good or not good?
This is good. We told you that the Lakers winning the NBA title in the bubble was complete bullshit, and now we have the proof. In fact, when you look at it now, back in retrospection, you have to wonder if LeBron released COVID just so he could get into the bubble and win that title.
Absolutely. In fact, we have shocking news to break on the show here right
shocking
now.
Shocking news.
In doing our research for this show, we typed LeBron James and Wuhan into Google. And the first thing that popped up was a link to Facebook, which, as you know, is a very reliable source. And there was a picture of LeBron in Wuhan in August of 2013. This is true, people. You can Google it and look it up. It just seems when you put it together, COVID, LeBron, you know, there it is, Tony.
Yup, it's true. You see, we already know LeBron needs to team up with people to win a title. Well, it seems a few years ago, he teamed up with Chinese laboratory scientists determined to unleash a plague in order to change the balance of power in the NBA.
Doesn't it just all click together when you hear it laid out like that?
100%. All right, next up. Golfer John Rahm tested positive for COVID and was forced to withdraw from the PGA Tour's Memoriam Tournament, even though he had a six-shot lead. Paulie, is this good or not good?
Clearly, this is not good. First of all, if you play a tournament with COVID, you should get to start with like a 10-stroke lead. I mean, that is only fair.
Yep.
But Tony, you have to be impressed with Rahm's performance on COVID.
Yup. It's clear COVID actually gave him an edge.
Yup. And, you know, don't be surprised, people, if there's a ripple effect here. I mean, the players on tour are going to go ask their doctors not for vaccinations, but for COVID, because they want that COVID edge.
Absolutely. You know, Hideki Matsuyama, Japanese, lives close to China. You now have to wonder if he had COVID when he won the Masters.
You absolutely do. All right, finally, Duke University held a ceremony to announce that Coach K will be retiring from basketball following the conclusion of next season. Tony, was this good or not good?
This was good. And it was good because we won our bet. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but on some of the gambling sites, you could bet on which song Coach K would walk out to at the start of the ceremony. And we nailed it. Of course, it was Every Time We Touch by Cascada.
Yep.
It was so obvious because Duke does so much touch passing. That's what they're known for.
You know, in fact, this bet paid off so well for us that Tony put futures bets down on the songs for when other coaches retire. Tony, hey, when John Calipari retires, what song is it gonna be?
Father Figure by George Michael, because he's a father figure to his players.
Boom. All right, what about Tell the People When Jim Boeheim Retires?
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, Jim Boeheim. A classic song written and performed by the great Michael Bolton.
Great performance. What about when Tom Izzo retires?
Tom Izzo. Is This Love by Whitesnake. Izzo is perfect.
You know, we could go on here, but we don't want to shift, you know, the betting lines here. And anyway, I see our guest. He's coming on the line. He actually had the balls to show. Who knew? All right, let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy. NBA analyst you've seen regularly on FS1 Undisputed, you know, if you have time to watch that nonsense. Also co-hosts the Fox Sports show The Odd Couple with Rob Parker. We'll get into that in a moment. Anyway, let's get him on here first. Chris Broussard, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome back.
Aren't you supposed to be kind? I mean, what kind of introduction is that?
You want to lecture us on kind?
Nonsense and all that.
Let me tell you. First of all, let me tell you about your co-host there, Rob Parker. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago. He comes on here. You know what he told our guest booker? Told our guest booker, can he keep the interview to 10 minutes? Can you believe how rude that is?
No class.
10 minutes is a long time with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, 1 minute with you is a long time. Anyway, yeah. Last time we had you on the show, let's face it, you were so high on yourself because you boldly predicted that LeBron would win in the bubble. Well, now he just flamed out of the playoffs like the Hindenburg, except worse. Don't you think it's time for you to admit that his bubble victory was just total bullshit? Come on.
Yeah.
No, the bubble was legit. It was as legit a championship as any out there. Here's why.
As legit as that take.
Everybody played by the same rules. Everybody lived in the bubble.
No, Someone broke the rules, and we're going to get into that right here. We did some research, Chris.
Yep.
This is true. We Googled LeBron James and Wuhan, and we found that LeBron was in Wuhan in August of 2013.
Yep.
So when you put it together, you have to assume that LeBron worked with a team of Chinese laboratory scientists to develop and release COVID so he can win a title. Come on, your thoughts.
You guys are just sound like a bunch of disgruntled Philly fans.
It was
That's
on
all
Facebook.
They got there booing Santa Claus and all that. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You're just jealous that we broke the story and you didn't.
The Pulitzer is ours.
Yeah, we'll see how much traction that one gets. Don't look for that to be debated on Undisputed. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. They have so much more important things to debate, like would MJ beat LeBron in a hot dog eating contest?
He totally
All right, look,
would.
But back to LeBron, though. You know, yeah, we got other sources. You know what we heard? This is fascinating. Why LeBron spun out of the playoffs? He was kept trying to talk politics during the game. We heard he was trying to talk to Kuzma about voting rights during the game. And Kuzma was like, not now, LeBron. I'm trying to guard Chris Paul. Can you believe that?
Hey, LeBron's done great work off the court. He had a lot to do with the last election. You got to give him credit for that, right?
He's We're just more saying, than an athlete. keep it distant.
We're just saying, during the game,
shut up
not
and
during
dribble.
The game.
And we all know why the Lakers are out, and it had very little to do with LeBron James.
Come on, tell us.
Are you kidding me?
How about Anthony Davis spending the same $1.5 million on his body that LeBron spends on his?
Anthony Davis was working so hard, he tore his groin off of his balls and his cock. It came off. He was jumping, and it came off. He had to work double hard to make up for LeBron.
That's hard work.
I'm trying to get that picture out of my mind now. I'm scarred for the rest of this 10-minute interview.
You
want to
talk NBA? This is talking NBA. You know, get with
don't
it.
You think, yeah, don't you think, though, Chris, like, LeBron should retire? It's so hard to see an old player on his last legs like he is right now.
Very
Isn't
sad.
It better to call it quits than wait till it's too late?
It's the decent thing to do.
No, look, he's got 2 years left on his deal, I believe, and he's playing well. Look, he's not quite the old LeBron James. I'll give you that. But he can run the point. This stage of his career, they need to get another star to play with him and AD. Let LeBron run the point, average about 21, 22 points a game and 10 assists. I think that could work.
Nope.
Now, see, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'll just go to still show you this. LeBron had the answer right in front of him and he let him go.
Yep.
Dwight Howard.
MVP.
Clearly, he was the centerpiece of that Lakers organization. I mean, you look at it now. Dwight Howard is on the number one seed, the Sixers, heading for a title, and LeBron is heading for a drive-through at a Wendy's. Come on, admit it. Dwight Howard, centerpiece.
Heading for a title. I'm glad you brought up your Sixers. Your Sixers are struggling with the mediocre Atlanta Hawks, all right?
What? Let's start toying there. With them. Toying.
All right? And they don't want to see Brooklyn. Believe me. They do not want to see the Brooklyn Nets.
Are
they
you
got
kidding?
No chance to beat Brooklyn.
What?
Brooklyn no. can't stay healthy. James Harden's got one bad hamstring. He's also a tic-tac from 260 pounds.
Yep.
KD is injury prone. Kyrie is crazy prone. Blake Griffin is Blake Griffin prone.
That's your strategy. That's your game plan. KD and Kyrie will get hurt. That's it. That's what Doc's drawing up in
that's
the
whiteboard. That's how we do it in Philly.
That's
how we drew it up, exactly.
Don't worry, guys. They'll get hurt.
That's the process. Works for the Sixers and the Mafia.
Stop it. You just worry about getting by the Hawks first. My goodness.
You know, you better worry about getting to your car after this interview because I think there's a 50% chance you don't make it.
And be careful starting the engine, if you know what I mean. You've been terminated.
Yeah.
I got two words for you guys. Carson Wentz. How you like
oh,
that? How
you like that?
You had to go there.
Yeah, I did. I bet that's
what you up. Wow. We were very cordial this whole interview with you. We were very polite. And now you know, bring up Carson Wentz.
You
want to
bring up a touchy subject? I'll bring up a touchy subject. Okay. Your Twitter account. You have 1.4 million followers. So come on, tell us. How did you pay for those? Was it a per follower deal or was it more of a batch deal?
I got love, baby. They love me out in Twitter land, what? In the Twitter sphere.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
That's a 1.4 legit followers.
Yeah, all your followers like Jake_4352 !!
Yeah.
What are they following you for? All I see are a lot of bad takes and a lot of yelling. That's all I see.
Yeah, that's also, Chris, too many followers. In fact, you know, Paulie and I, what we do, we get rid of followers because we want our account to remain exclusive.
Yeah.
Is that why you have 1.4 followers instead of 1.4 million?
Oh, no. See, we love our
followers. I've seen it, guys.
We know
them,
our followers.
You know, there's
I've seen your ratings.
Oh, really? You have?
Yeah, yeah. They're lower than Jalen Hurts' completion percentage.
Oh, right? I can't take any more of this guy.
I'd like to see you complete a thought first.
I can take it there.
Yeah. I can
see, here
take
comes
it
the yelling,
this
people.
Guy.
This is what happens. Yeah. When you get back against the wall and you know you got nothing left in the tank, you just start yelling. That's what your go-to is.
Yep, hey, instead of having civil discourse.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
You were crushing me from day one, from the moment you started introducing. Me.
Well, now you're whining.
Now I push back and you're upset. Now I'm playing dirty. Now I'm hitting
you
below the belt.
We were very polite to you. All we wanted to do was invite you to have a civil discussion about how you don't know jack shit about basketball and that your takes suck and you started insulting us for no reason.
You want to talk ratings? I rate this interview an F. Unless you can turn it around. And I'll give you one chance.
Yeah,
you
got one more chance. Yeah.
Come on. Admit it right now. LeBron's title in the bubble should be vacated. Just say it right here, right now.
Oh, God.
Say it.
I will not. That title is legit.
Well, guess what's about to be vacated? What? The seat and the phone line that you're on. Because guess what, Chris Broussard?
Guess what?
You're crisscrossed off the show.
I will not go.
Two-time off the show.
You cannot kick me off the show.
Yeah, we can.
There we go, Jay.
I'm taking over your show.
No, Jay.
I'm taking over your silly little show.
He's still on that. Get him off the phone.
Jay, do you know how to hang up the phone?
Make it stop.
I will not go. You cannot kick me off of this show.
All right. Our ratings are dropping too low. We got to hang up the phone now, please. The ratings are getting too low. People don't like you. We need to go.
What kind of a name is Fusco anyway?
What kind of name is Broussard? Is that French for, you know?
Is that the answer? Yeah. Is that the answer? Oh!
This is the interview that won't die.
I feel like I'm in a Saw movie. I'm going to eat my own arm off.
Somebody drive a stake through his heart.
Jay, rip the cord out of the wall.
You guys got nothing for me. I came into your place and conquered.
Is he off the line?
Unbelievable.
You know, just terrible behavior by Chris Broussard there.
Yeah, very confrontational. You know, you don't act that way when you go on his show.
Absolutely not. And you know, Tony, we can't let that get to us because right now we have to do a combination of an advertisement and also a serious message for an important product, the life-saving device known as Life Alert. Do you have a loved one who needs round-the-clock care? Poor you. I mean, that's a real fucking pain in the ass. But that's also why you need the peace of mind that someone is handling all that shit for you. What's great about Life Alert is that you just get your loved one some cheap little bracelet. You tell them, hey, never fucking take this off, and then you'll never have to worry about a thing. And Tony, you just had a terrific experience with Life Alert, didn't you?
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I was forced to watch my grandpa Fabrizio and grandma Sylvia during a Sixers game. They both got heart issues and can die at any minute, so I was really worried that I might miss the game. But thanks to Life Alert, I was able to ignore them and go watch the game in the basement. But around the third quarter, I started hearing moaning sounds coming from the bedroom. Then I heard the paramedics rushing in. I rushed upstairs to the bedroom and found my grandma lying on top of my grandpa. And I said, oh no, is grandpa finally dead? And then my grandma said, no, silly, does he look dead to you? And that's when I saw my grandpa's huge erect cock, and I knew everything would be okay. Thank you, Life Alert.
What a wonderful story, and a tribute to how Life Alert can turn any bad situation into a good one. Go online now and register your loved one for Life Alert and get back to living your life free of useless burdens.
That was a good read.
For the record, Life Alert and us, we don't have a deal yet, but you know, after they hear that, I mean, come on. Checks in the mail. All right, well, that wraps up our advertisement, and would you look at that? That wraps up the show. So,
Corrections.
It's Producer Jay, the opposite of Life Alert.
Misery Alert.
Death Alert.
Yeah. What? Number one. Both of you.
What?
You called the Spanish golfer John Ram.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. His name is John Rahm.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to ram my fist up your asshole.
Yeah. You'll be sitting in the John, shitting blood.
Yeah. No more out of you, all right? That's
second,
enough.
Second.
What?
Number
what?
Two, Tony, you also called the event the Memoriam Tournament.
Yep.
It's the Memorial Tournament, not Memoriam.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to be in Memoriam when you die tonight.
Yeah. It'll be like the Oscars montage tribute, but with no light applause.
Yeah.
Just cold silence.
Yep.
And that's why you should shut up. Yeah,
nope.
Come on.
Yeah, that's
enough.
No more.
What? No more. What?
The song Sitting on the Dock of the Bay was written by Otis Redding. Michael Bolton, he just covered it. And his version is like 10 times worse.
How dare you disrespect the great Michael Bolton, you fucking asshole.
Yeah. We're going to be bolting your head to the floor until you appreciate his greatness.
Yeah, enough out of you.
The show is an embarrassment. You should be embarrassed.
No, what we should be doing is looking for a new producer.
Yeah.
Remember, email your resumes to PaulieandTonyFuscoShow@gmail.com. We're still going through them.
Yeah, we got thousands.
In the meantime, Tony, big breaking news. He's finally confirmed for next week. So excited. Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, Nick Foles.
Wow, long time coming. Can't finally wait. Confirmed.
But in the meantime, you know, we're not going to thank Chris Broussard.
Ugh. Instead of a 10-minute limit, we should have had a 0-minute limit.
Yeah, hello, goodbye.
Get the fuck out of here,
Broussard. Yeah, on that note, remember, follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Look up The Fusco Show. You can become a real follower, you know, if you're lucky. Also, rate, review, subscribe. Tell us how great we are. Write that review. And, hey, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you next week, people. Bye.
See ya.